The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Now, a quiet weekend ahead beckons as we endure level five. Restaurants are closed, and if you're sick of the same old recipes you've been using lately, why not use this time to cook up a spicy storm in the kitchen? That'll be a treat for the whole family. Executive chef of the Marker Hotel, Gareth Mullins, has one such idea. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pa. How's it going?
It's going very well now. Explain, what do you propose to cook for us? And it's breakfast.
Yeah, it's kind of a breakfast brunch thing, and I thought about, like, I was thinking about what we're going to talk about this week, and, you know, a lot of restaurants, hotels are all closed now, and we have a lot of young adults in the house that will probably be heading out for brunches over the weekend, which they can't normally do. So I'm doing a Mexican eggs with guacamole. So all this really is a, it's kind of a little bit of a take on Huevos Ranchero, really, without the nachos. So what you'll need for this dish is that you'll need a good non-stick pan. And I may have said this on the show before, but I try and keep a pan at home non-stick that I just use for cooking eggs in, because it just makes life a hell of a lot easier. And then we need 6 eggs, a punnet of cherry tomatoes, a red pepper, a bunch of spring onions, finely chopped, some coriander or basil, whichever you prefer, the juice of a lime, a chili paste. So if you can, a chipotle paste if you can get it, which is a smoked chili paste, or maybe a sriracha sauce, which is that fermented Mexican chili sauce. If you can catch your hands on them, a fresh chili works perfect as well. A good splash of olive oil, a knob of butter, and some salt and pepper. And for the guacamole, you'll need 2 ripe avocados, a little bit more chili, some more spring onion, lime juice, and coriander again. So to make the dish, you need to get a non-stick pan onto a medium heat, a splash of olive oil in there, and saute off your chopped tomatoes, your cherry tomatoes, for about 2 minutes. When they start to break down, at this point, we're going to add in our spring onion and a small knob of butter. I mean, it's not technically a Mexican thing to throw a knob of butter in. I just think it brings a nice little bit of richness into the sauce. And you saute that for another minute. Then you can add in a quarter of a teaspoon or half a teaspoon if you really like chili, or your fresh chili at this point. And this is really about taste. You know yourself how much, whether you like it spicy or not. Then we add in our chopped coriander and make a couple of little wells. If you're doing, like, if you have one pan that's going to do 2 people, so you make 4 little wells in the pan and crack your 2 eggs, or if the pan is a little bit bigger, crack the whole 6 eggs in there. Turn up the heat a little bit, and we're going to start frying. So what we're doing now is we're frying and kind of poaching at the same time in the sauce. At this point, you want to give them a good season with salt and pepper and a good squeeze of lime juice. And that's more or less the egg dish nearly finished. It'll take about 3 or 4 minutes. If you like your eggs not too soft on the top, good idea to turn your grill on. You can pop them under the grill a little bit just to cook the top of them a little bit more if you wish. To make the guacamole, really, really simple. Make sure your avocados are nice and ripe. I never put my avocados in the fridge, so when I come home, I normally put mine in with my eggs in the cupboard. Helps them ripen up a little bit. Cut them in half. Take the stone out. Run your knife along the flesh up to the skin on a crisscross. That is going to chop it up for you. And then get a dessert spoon and just scoop out the green part, the fruit part, into a bowl. Mash it up at the back of a fork or a mortar and pestle if you had one. We add in our chopped coriander, our chili and our lime juice for seasoning. Again, avocados like salt, so plenty of salt and pepper. Mix it all together. And then you can put a big dollop of that on top of your Mexican eggs. And if you really want to go hipster, get some sourdough bread, char grill a bit of that and serve it on the side.
How do you get the eggs out of the pan?
They will. That's kind of why I was saying the non-stick pan. So the whole key here is about keeping a medium heat from start to finish. If they can, if they poach and fry, they won't stick to the bottom of the pan on you. Or, you know, a plastic spatula, you might have to just gently help them out a little bit. But if you've a non-stick pan, they won't stick.
This is a whole dish that's sitting in the pan with the eggs like eyes looking out at you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you kind of slide the whole thing onto a plate. Is that
exactly
off the non-stick pan?
What
just
you do.
Slide it onto the plate.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds
loads
delicious.
Of flavour, nice and tasty. I think it's a perfect recipe now for the weekend, and I think we all need a bit of a boost this weekend because of all the stuff that's going on this week. So the best place to go is into the kitchen, light up the stoves, Pat, and get cooking.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef of the Marker Hotel, thank you very much. Mexican eggs on the menu for brunch.